Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest new station on the planet. Hot 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On Hot 702.5FM.com.
What it do, everybody? Play out a little intro. I want to welcome everybody to the Undrafted All Stars Podcast Sports Show. I'm your host, I'm Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Doshi the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch, and we about to get this thing popping. On the docket today, of course, we talking about Georgia. We gonna talk about the CFP, of course. Everybody got something to say about that, but we gonna find out what's up. Alabama, number 4. Texas, number 3. Washington, Michigan, number 1. We got Michigan, of course. We gonna talk about Florida State being 12-0 and not getting the CFP. We gonna talk about the cry, Eagles cry. 49ers, the Chiefs, and season NBA Cup. That damn bullet train from here to LA. Preview Eagles, Cowboys next week. I'm gonna give y'all some fire bets. First off, had an active shooter activity this week. UNLV. Condolences, prayers to the families of the deceased. Get well soon to everybody that was injured in that, in the shooting. I guess the dude's name was Tony Pilato, 67 years old, didn't get a job, came back and shot it up. It's a crazy world out there, everybody. Please, 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 take care of yourself. Yeah, you now we gonna get the shit popping.
dick in the mouth. Boot ass, KY jelly packing ass, nigga. You better get your bitch ass up off the street, nigga. You got 5 seconds to get your hating ass up out here, because it's some trill ass niggas in this motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, y'all know the motherfucking scope. Y'all know the smallest non-smokers, non-sippers. Get the fuck up out of here, bitch.
Nigga, it's some sipping ass, pouring up ass,
Georgia,
smoking ass, getting
over.
Niggas in here 3-6. UGK, nigga,
holla at your boy. Didn't I tell you?
We ain't playing with
Big Wolf, holla at your boy.
Now pull it up, nigga.
Dippin' on some scissors. Dippin' on some tips. 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 Dippin' on some scissors.
Sipping
on some scissors.
I ain't got nothing to sip right now. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Might get this thing popping real quick. Hit y'all with this WBTS way bigger than sports topic of the week. You had a lot going on. Talking about this CFP college football playoff. Michigan Wolverines number 1, Washington Huskies number 2, Texas Longhorns number 3, and the Alabama Crimson Tide, number 4 in the country. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about also the 12-0 undefeated ACC conference champion, undefeated Florida State Seminoles not getting into the CFP. First off, we're going to start off. You can't be mad at Alabama, because I want everybody to understand this. They picked Texas. 11-1 Texas. Big 12 champion. 11-1 over undefeated Florida State before they put Alabama in. So let's talk about that before we get on Bama. Everybody hating. Bama shouldn't be in. Bama shouldn't. Bama playing best football right now. They beat number 1 Georgia 29-0 over the last 2 seasons. 2-time back-to-back college football champions. Knocked off an SEC championship again by the Tide. That's why I played Ray Charles for y'all. It was a good run. Kirby Smart, good job. Georgians, we back. You didn't want to listen, but now we're here. But we about to get this thing popping. Now, again, Michigan Wolverines number 1, undefeated. They beat Ohio State, won their conference. Washington Huskies beat Oregon again. Conference championship, Pac-12 champion. Number 2 in the nation. Texas Longhorns. Let's start right there. Texas in. Of course, everybody said, well, they beat Alabama. Cool. They beat Alabama. But they didn't beat Florida State. Florida State is in. Florida State is in. Texas is in. Florida State is out. So, the committee chose Texas. The committee showed Texas over Florida State at number 3. Please understand that we ain't even got number 4 yet. We ain't even got the Bama yet. Let's talk about that first. The committee chose 11-1 Big 12 conference champion over undefeated ACC champion Florida State at number 3. Now we can argue number 4. But the same reason they left him out at number 3 is why they left him out at number 4. Jordan Travis. Quarterback Jordan Travis is not playing. He's out for the season. Maybe 1 more game, 2 more games, whatever. Leg injury. The best player on their team is out. This is why I'm guessing they pushed them out. They didn't want to see a blowout. I mean, they beat Louisville with the backup. I don't even know his name. Same time, Georgia fell all the way out with 1 loss at the end of the year. Fell all the way out the top 4. They moved all the way actually to number 6. So, before we get mad at Bama, let's get mad at Texas and let's get mad at the committee, because they didn't want to do this. I didn't think myself, as a hardcore Bama fan, I didn't think they were going to get in as long as we beat Georgia. But now you see how I go. People saying it's the Alabama Invitational or whatever. Let's do another scenario. Let's say Georgia wins. Georgia beats Alabama, right? Number one, Georgia. Number two, Michigan. Number three, Washington. Georgia will be the SEC champion. Michigan be the Big Ten champion. Washington will be the Pac-12 champion. And they still would have chose Texas Longhorns, the Big 12 champion, one loss Texas over an undefeated. What's up? What's up? Number 12. Boss Lady. Giving me feedback. All good. Number one, Georgia. Where would have been? Number one, Georgia. Number two, Washington. I mean, number two, Michigan. Number three, Washington. They still would have chose Texas over Florida State if Bama had a loss. They did it already. They just did it. Number three, Texas. Over 12-0. Florida State. Now, I know what the beef is, but they're undefeated. It's like what you play for. That's true. I mean, you got kids out there probably not even want to go to Florida State or even ACC school now because of that. It's like, how do you leave out an undefeated conference champion in the CFP over 2-1-loss conference champions when you got an undefeated conference champion? Truthfully, I think Florida State should be in. And probably Texas, too, since they beat Alabama during the season. But, hey, I'm just a fan. Same time. It's one of them things that they chose the best four teams. You know how it is. You ain't got to be this. You ain't got to be that. They chose the best four teams. They did that before the other teams. At the same time, there's a lot of people walking around mad at Alabama, but they ain't mad at Texas. You walking around mad at that, but you ain't mad at Texas. Texas got in before Florida State. We ain't even talking about number four right now. Texas got in before Florida State did. We ain't even made number four yet. People say, well, they could have been number four. Let's talk about Texas first. They a one-loss champion, too. So it's Alabama, and we beat number one Georgia back-to-back champions. Y'all hear my phone like I'm the one that made the damn decision. You know what I'm saying? But you know me. I've been saying, you let us in, we gonna win. You let us in, we gonna win. That's what a lot of y'all mad. That's what you really mad about. Because you know Alabama got a chance to win. Because they hot right now. And we know that. I'm hot right now. You see them wearing. See them rocking. What do you see them rocking, right? Welcome, sir.
What up?
Talking about the CFP. What you think about this Florida State thing, bro?
I think that it's a lot of fake outrage. Listen, guys, it's always been a team who on the outside, even before we had the playoff, when it was the BCS, that people was like, oh, they're undefeated. Utah undefeated. Hawaii undefeated. Whoever the fuck. Pacific State undefeated. Like, they don't get their ass whooped. When they
like Liberty undefeated right now.
Right. So, Florida State.
Power five.
I understand y'all undefeated. I understand y'all in the Power Five, but guess what? Y'all ain't one of the four best teams. Y'all get you, sit your ass down. Look, we gonna, all right, if y'all beat Georgia, that's what they play.
Then we can talk.
If y'all get y'all beat down, then don't talk, because Georgia should be in the four.
With a backup quarterback. I think that's why they kept Florida State out. Jordan Travis.
That is what they said. That's yeah. Part of the rules. But I be thinking like, man, y'all be having too much fake outrage. Listen, they're going to do a 12 team next year, and then it's going to be a 13 team that's undefeated or got one loss, and then they're going to be like, oh, what about us? It ain't never going to be the fucking – no one's going to be always happy. I just think that Florida State,
if y'all be honest with yourselves, y'all be like, okay, we really don't – we not one of the four best teams. We don't want to go get our ass whooped and then be exposed. But y'all feel like y'all should because it's just y'all record. It ain't just go by record, though. It goes by record.
Who's high right now?
Committee and the way you win. All that shit always mattered. Y'all like shit didn't matter. That mattered before it was the playoff. How you beat a team versus how high they are ranked, all that matters. So, y'all out. Sit your ass down. So Alabama deserve to be in. If you ask me, Georgia do too.
Georgia fell all the way to number 6. Ain't nobody talking about that.
And now it's crazy. They lost to a number what? Y'all was number 8.
Number 8. Number you fell to number 6 as a one seed with 29 wins, and you fell to number 6. Ain't nobody complaining about that.
Right. And y'all, they just didn't want no SEC teams in the playoff, which is dumb.
Right.
Come on, y'all. Be honest about it. The SEC teams, out of I think the last 19, 17 of them, SEC teams, something like that.
The last 17 seasons, 13 of them by SEC teams.
Okay, so, yeah, stop it. Y'all, there should be two of them in there, them and Georgia. But it's one, and y'all still complaining. Shit, they deserve it. Florida State, y'all going to get y'all ass whipped by Georgia. If y'all don't, then y'all got an argument next year. If y'all go undefeated.
Now, they talking about Florida State. You know, it's people on the outside saying that Florida State should protest and not play. Don't do them kids like that.
Right. Stop it. Stop that. That's the problem with this era. Y'all want to fucking be fragile, mentally weak individuals.
Go beat Georgia.
Beat Georgia, and then you got an argument. Hey, we beat that number. We beat their ass. They was number one the whole 2 years or some shit.
Right.
Then you got an argument next year, like, okay, they going to put us in. If y'all beat Georgia and y'all going to feed it next year, I guarantee they put y'all in. Or if they don't, y'all got a real argument.
Well, they had 12 of them next year. So they should be.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But stop. Don't go protest and not play, because that's – I don't think the kids, that ain't what the players want. They want to go play. They might feel like they got slighted. That's cool. It happens. It's happened a lot of times in the college. Before we had the playoff, when it was the BCS, it still happened. Right. The team that was undefeated, that was like, oh, we ain't getting no chance. Hey, fuck y'all. Y'all in Hawaii. Y'all playing the division that we know ain't as good as the divisions that the other teams is playing.
I mean, let's just keep it 100.
Last year, they saw what happened with TCU got done to them. Even though they won a playoff game, and then they got their ass demolished by like 60 or something like that.
Georgia was eating chicken wings on the sideline in the third quarter. They don't want to see wings. That shit, bro.
And y'all,
they beat Michigan, but they beat Michigan.
It's a business. Y'all got to keep remembering.
Y'all, please understand that. It is a business.
It's more of a business than it is about y'all championship, about who the champion is. It's always been a question. It was times where a team went undefeated, and they's like, we the champions. They played in the Sugar Bowl. The other team played in the whatever, Rose Bowl. I don't fucking know. The Tostitos Bowl. And they was like, we both champions. Yeah, whatever. We just want to get these ratings in. That's what the college people
That's
say.
That's all they care
we
about.
We just want to get these ratings. Y'all over here, y'all can argue who the champion is. It's a hell of teams. It's too many teams. Like, what, 130?
131.
131. So, yeah, it's like, all y'all ain't going to make it. And a lot of y'all know, like, the problem with the world is no self-awareness. Teams like Florida State, y'all got to be self-aware and be like, you know what? We probably don't belong in there, even though our record is 12-0. Our quarterback missing. If he was there, they probably put y'all in there. But, hey, be more self-aware and quit fucking trying to protest.
I can guarantee that if Travis was there, they'll definitely be in.
Be more self-aware. Be more strong mentally. Mental toughness. That's what Coach Murphy. Shout out to Coach Murphy. Mental toughness. It's too much weak mentality in this world, in this era. Everybody fucking needs safe spaces. They can't disagree with nobody. Can't have a different perspective than nobody. What the fuck is going on here? What's going on here? That's why I'll be asking y'all. Stop crying like some bitches, like Eartha Kitt told Michael. Michael, stop crying like a bitch and go beat Georgia. And then y'all got argument.
Absolutely.
Y'all go beat Georgia, then y'all got argument. See, look, we beat Georgia. If y'all lose and get blew out, then go home and get your quarterback.
That's why we like, see, that's why we didn't put y'all ass in there.
Exactly. So now, we don't see on the play.
So if you win, you can do that fucking UCF. Call yourself national champions.
Exactly.
And make your own little motherfucking stadium like they did.
Exactly. And get your own hoes at the party and get blowjobs for all the niggas that did good in the game.
So in the future, as you can see, ACC clearly, again, we're going back to that. Texas number 3. Before we even get to number 4, they picked Texas over Florida State.
Right.
One loss Texas. Champion. Yeah. Big 12 champion.
Right.
So over undefeated Florida State.
Who was an ACC. And ACC champion.
So it's like, if you put a 1-loss Texas in, SEC to them is the best conference. Why not put their champion in?
And they are the best conference, not to them. They he just gave you the stats. 13 out of 17 or 13 out of 19 means we better than y'all. You bitch ass nigga, get gooder. Get gooder, nigga.
You heard me say gooder.
Put that shit on the show.
Get gooder. And I don't even like Alabama ass, but I'm a realist. Hey, Alabama deserved to be in there, and I think Georgia deserved to be in there. Take fucking Texas out. And then Texas, you play fucking Florida State, and y'all niggas have a whatever bowl.
Right.
A motherfucking bowl of cheese or some shit.
Order 12 overtimes and prove something.
You're right. Exactly. But, yeah. Y'all quit complaining and quit trying to boycott shit that is unimportant. Boycott the game. No, go play the game and then show us that you good. Show us that you belong. If you play the game, if you boycott it, then we thinking, you didn't want to play because you're going to get your ass whooped. And so then you can't have an argument.
Let me ask you this. What up? I've been having debates all week about this shit. Put yourself in Florida State shoes.
Right.
You did everything that you were supposed to do as a winner. And you won your conference championship.
Right.
Undefeated, right?
Right.
So, now that you kind of got, you should get a feeling that, okay, they don't see the ACC above those two conferences, right? Right. Over the Big 12 and over the SEC, of course.
Right.
So now, as a recruit that's coming in, do you go to ACC schools?
If I'm a recruit that's coming in, I'm probably not. I'm going to probably go to the Big 12 or the SEC.
Or the Big 10.
Or the Big 10, yeah. Exactly. That makes sense. And the other thing, shit, I be thinking like, man, listen, style points always mattered in college too. How you beat niggas or what rank they are, how you beat them or what rank they are. So y'all got to – look, y'all don't. It was some rules that said y'all had a key piece missing, which was y'all quarterback.
He is.
So that's a fact. Like, y'all know that. Like, honestly, if y'all was to be honest, like, y'all, we probably ain't going to beat none of these damn teams without our quarterback. If y'all had the quarterback, you got a chance. But, hey, Louisville, sometimes it happens like this.
Louisville ain't it. No diss to Louisville. They was in the conference championship.
Right.
No diss to them. So clearly they the second best team in the ACC.
Right.
But that's Louisville.
Right. Right. And y'all beat them, what, 16 to 10? What the score was?
Thank you.
If y'all had beat them 60,
you'd have been in.
Y'all have been in. If y'all had put 60 up on them then to 10, whatever, y'all would have been in.
Texas blowed their team up.
Exactly.
Bama upset.
Because Bama Georgia. Upset the number one team, which they always going to play close games usually most of the time. But y'all, shit, y'all should have blew them out. If y'all had took care of all the business, y'all did the minimum. But y'all didn't blow the teams out. Style points always counted in college football. Like, if we're going to be honest, we know that.
A lot of coaches getting mad. A lot of fans, I'm going to say, getting mad. I mean, I understand the hate for Alabama. You sick of seeing them. I'm not.
My thing is, if you sick of seeing them, go beat them.
Beat them. They sick of Georgia. Right. They see what they pushed their ass to with one loss. One loss, and you put the motherfucker down to
the
six?
The number one team for the champion and the back-to-back, right? They right. Back-to-back. Yeah, that's crazy. They should have been...
At least four.
At least. At least.
Because, matter of fact, going back a year or two, when Bryce Young beat Georgia in the SEC championship, and then we all went to the conference, to the CFP.
Right, exactly.
And Georgia beat us in the national championship.
Right, exactly.
But so, Georgia didn't fall out the goddamn top four.
Exactly. That's the key.
They fell to number four.
Right.
In the winning championship.
So y'all motherfuckers
TCU lost to Kansas State for the Big 12 championship. They didn't fall out the top four.
Right. That's true. So if y'all do got a problem, go have a problem with the motherfuckers.
Have a problem with the committee. You really mad because you know Alabama got a chance to win this bitch. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's why the people are mad.
Right.
That's the real reason. They wanted the playoff without an SEC team in it. And I'm thinking, the fuck? That sounds like some loser shit. Listen, sometimes you got to check yourself to see if you're a loser or a winner. I'm going to tell y'all a winner. His nigga name is Patrick Mahomes. They was like last year, hey, you want to play the Bengals or the Bills? He's like, we match up better with the Bills, but I want to play the Bengals because they didn't beat us three times. That's what he said. That's a winner, nigga.
Yes.
That's the nigga who
wants my leg back.
That's somebody who's like, I want to play the best, nigga. I want to play the niggas that's going to challenge us. Not, oh, we want to make it easier for us.
I don't
want to
skip nobody.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that type of shit. So the y'all niggas who don't want the SEC teams to be in there is losers in your mentality.
So let's get it on. So like number one gets number four, Michigan Alabama, Pasadena, Rose Bowl. Washington, Texas, Sugar Bowl, New Orleans, New Year's Day Bowl. Who you got first game, Michigan, Alabama?
I got Alabama.
I got Alabama, Texas. Too. I got Washington.
You do?
Yeah. I got Washington.
I got Alabama over Texas. And then they ain't got that same Texas team that Vince Young was on, because Vince Young was killing niggas.
Actually, you know what? Even though I think Washington going to win, I wish Texas would win just so we can get their ass up again. Please win.
That nigga, hey, you might not want to play niggas twice.
Yes, the fuck
it'd
I
be,
do.
It'd be yes, different when you play niggas twice.
They lost. When we lost, they bench Miro. He been balling since.
Yeah, he has been balling.
He been balling since then. Texas got blowed out by Oklahoma. Blowed out in the Red River Rivalry.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you got to get benched to get your ass right. Remember that. Now, benching might get your mind right. Or even sometimes not even bench, you bring another nigga in as your backup and say, hey, that nigga's looking like he's trying to take your spot.
Even going back to your last game of the season when we played Auburn. 4th and 31, bro.
4th and 31.
And he threw a touchdown with 43 seconds left. 4th and 31.
That's crazy.
And they scored. Of course, my home down there at the SEC championship game. You know, we got a little thing annual every year we go do.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia cats, they're trying to see, watch us lose, talking trash. They run up out of there when we win. Oh, y'all next. Y'all ain't going to – you going to send that team up there playing Auburn like that? Auburn always plays hard. Especially when they trash, because they want to be the spoiler.
Right.
Secondly, we go up there, we beat that ass. They fall all the way to number 6. But ain't nobody complaining about that, because y'all sick of seeing Georgia too.
That's true.
Ain't nobody saying that. Number 6?
Because honestly, they should be in, both of y'all should be in this shit. Y'all and Georgia should be in the
They didn't want to see another Georgia-Alabama
win, yeah, because they know one of them niggas going to win. If one we put them both win. In, one of them going to win.
Right.
And they tired. So they just, like my uncle Chuck, shout out to him, nobody loves a star. When you winning, niggas be hating. They be trying to find extra reasons. That nigga's shoestrings is green. Fuck them green shoestrings. That's what happens when you start winning too much. Like, hey, y'all got to stop that. When you hating on a nigga that wins too much, that's a reflection of who you are.
Hey, man.
So, listen, I don't like Alabama, but I love greatness. So, if a nigga...
Respect is what it's called.
I respect greatness. So, if you great, I want to, hey, go out there and do that shit. Until somebody mad that you great, then they got to go beat you. And that's all that it is. This is what sports is about, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't about fair. No, it's about go out there and take care of your business and beat niggas.
You should have blew Louisville out.
If y'all had blew Louisville out, y'all had a better chance. But y'all couldn't blow them out.
Not with that quarterback.
Right. Y'all was missing y'all quarterback. And y'all know that. Y'all going to get in there. And if Georgia blow y'all out, which is probably going to happen.
Right.
Y'all ain't going to be quiet.
Then what y'all going to say?
Georgia, y'all going to say Georgia should have been
you, in you got four. A, you got a pissed off Georgia that fell out the top 4.
Yeah, they mad. They finna go tear y'all
and y'all got to beat and approve that y'all supposed to be in the college football championship.
So or the playoffs, gonna, right.
Right.
In the playoffs, right.
In the playoffs.
So that's what y'all got to do. So now, look, instead of talking and complaining and crying, go beat them motherfuckers. Go beat the SEC team.
One a real SEC back. Team.
Right, one, exactly.
Not a Arkansas, top SEC Vanderbilt.
Team. Yeah, yeah, exactly. a top SEC team. The one that you don't like to see in there. The one that y'all have been winning the last
few
years.
The one y'all keep crying about.
Go beat their ass, and then, yeah, y'all got an argument. Hey, we beat their ass. See? We play with them. Why y'all putting their division over us or their conference over us? But until then, stop crying like a bitch, like Eartha Kitt told Michael. Y'all asses ain't in, and you don't deserve to be in. Even though you won all your games, you didn't do it with style like you're supposed to.
Beat Georgia, we can have a conversation again.
Right. In this argument. Hey, we beat Georgia.
Then you can cuss.
But if you get your ass whooped by Georgia, then you stay your ass in the Power 5.
See,
and
I
get
told
to be
you.
Number 5.
They're going
to
be like, we made the best decision we wanted to because y'all got your ass blowed out. Because they're going to beat the shit out of y'all. Just because.
They're going to beat the shit out of y'all because y'all complaining. They like, yeah, we should be in the motherfucking playoffs.
Ain't nobody
fuck
saying
y'all.
That shit about Georgia, though. That's the funny part.
Right.
And the Longhorns is over there like.
And they look, I wish they would. I wish the whoever is in charge of the shit would have made the 12-game playoff this year. Instead of. Post, what the fuck the difference was? Like, you should have just did it this year. So that way, y'all would have been in there, get y'all, and then you could have seen. But right. Next year, y'all have a chance if y'all do the same shit and y'all get y'all ass whooped by one of them real teams.
I think they're cutting the schedule down. Because of the championship. I mean, because of the playoffs.
Because of the 12. But yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I think that's why
they're like, how many more? Two less games or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, everybody, you know, the Pac-12 is done. Everybody going to Big Ten.
Right. Oh, then, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So everybody moving around. That's why they did it for 24.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's just unfortunate. I ain't hating on Florida State. It's unfortunate that y'all have
it. It is unfortunate. I understand y'all, but still, y'all got to understand. Y'all got an argument that teams who would always have throughout the history of the BCS always had argument. Oh, we undefeated. So y'all do have argument.
Power five.
But now y'all, it's an argument against y'all too, which is y'all best player ain't there, and y'all ain't beat teams like y'all should beat them, so it could be undeniably that you belong. That's the other argument against y'all, and that ain't no hate.
And you know, this is me. I always think forward, and I think they thinking forward too, because they don't have 20-some teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Right. So, and they don't have a conference championship, right?
Right.
So, you got the ACC out there still, Big 12 out there still, and the SEC out there still, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that they want futuristic, because they always one or two steps ahead. They want the ACC to combine with somebody, either the SEC or the Big 12, the Big 12, to make a super conference.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And I think that's probably why they left them out. Another, you know, on the other side of it.
Yeah, like, I hear what you're saying.
Even if y'all missing y'all quarterback, you're going to be left out. Let's make another super conference.
Right. That might
because be. Because who the hell want to go to the ACC school? I would not send my son there just to play football for free if you go undefeated. Because you get NIL money, you just plant. Well, I ain't going to say for free.
Right.
Because you get NIL money. You get
NIL money regardless.
But you going to another bowl, that don't even matter kind of because.
Right.
You didn't blow those teams out.
Right, because they don't put the respect on y'all name. Y'all got to make them put the respect on y'all name like Baby did Charlemagne. Niggas, we done as we finished, nigga. Like, nigga, what? Both. That nigga was serious.
Be mad at the committee, bro.
Yeah, be mad at the committee. Don't be at the top. Then mad at yourselves for not blowing niggas out like y'all should with in the championship game.
And some people arguing they ain't got a dog in the fight. Well, Alabama shouldn't be in. That's Texas shouldn't be in either.
But if was the argument against Alabama not being in? That's my question. You can't just say it because you feel that way.
The argument is not them. And they keep saying Texas beat them. But both of those teams are in.
Right.
My argument is
they beat
Michigan number one, Washington number two. Texas, they picked Texas. A one-loss Texas over fucking Florida State that's undefeated before they even picked Alabama.
Right.
They picked a one-loss team, and y'all ain't even mad about that shit.
That's, yeah, exactly.
SEC the best conference. And they beat the number one team in the country.
Right. They deserve to be in. Like, I don't even understand why it's a...
You going
to
take Washington out? You going to take Michigan out? No, because that comes as a better than yours.
Right. That's the reason. Like, to me, it's simple math. Hey, y'all conference ain't getting the respect that y'all getting the respect y'all deserve because y'all got to show it. Like, motherfucking in vogue or whoever.
You got a whole month. Not month, but like 3 weeks to practice for Georgia.
And so is the quarterback going to be back? Or he done?
No, he done.
Well, y'all better go beat Georgia with your backup.
Oh, pissed off Georgia. This is going to be good.
Go beat Georgia with your backup.
We moving on to another ass whooping. Cry, Eagles, cry. The Niners dog walked the Eagles 40-19 in Philly. I'm going to let you go first.
Hey, all I'm going to say is, I told all you niggas last year, you can't brag about beating us without a quarterback. You know the most important position is the quarterback on the football field. Y'all beat us 31-7 with no quarterback. We came back and beat y'all ass 42-19, 13, whatever the fuck y'all had. I don't remember because it wasn't enough.
42-19.
Yeah, 42-19. So, just to let y'all know, just like we knew last year, we got the better team. You just didn't have a quarterback. So sit y'all asses down. Get this loss to Dallas so we can have the number one seed. And we'll see y'all niggas in the playoffs.
We going to get to that, but we coming to get y'all too.
Hey, we'll see y'all in the playoffs. That's all I got to say. I ain't even bragging about the win. I ain't bragging about the win because we knew we could do the shit if our quarterback was healthy. And he did the shit.
This is the funny part about the whole thing. When the Cowboys got blown out by the 49ers, right? They was like, well, y'all didn't just lose. Y'all got y'all ass whooped, right?
Right.
We come at them like they beat y'all ass. Oh, it's just one hell. We still number one.
Yeah, they did. The excuses. Them niggas was making all kind of excuses.
Check this out. We lost week 5. I've been telling them they lost 3 games after that. Now they back on the road, right?
Right.
This is week 13. Y'all got y'all ass beat.
Week
you
13.
You got 4 more weeks left, and you got your ass whooped in week 13. I mean, week 12. Week 13, right?
It was week.
Yeah, week 13.
13, yeah.
And you got y'all ass whooped. You just barely winning games. What's the boy name? Tomorrow, find a card up with us. Nah, motherfucker, that's who y'all are.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ain't exactly. Shit without that. Just like they ain't shit without Brock. Y'all ain't shit without Jalen Hurts.
And y'all been winning them games with the ball bouncing y'all way.
Y'all
beat the Cowboys.
Barely.
I don't even call them the Cowboys, but I'm going to say it this time. Y'all beat the Cowboys barely. Y'all beat the Buffalo. Barely. So y'all been moving along. Basically what I'm saying is y'all record ain't as good as y'all team ain't as good as y'all record. Y'all just had the ball bounce your way a bunch of times, and that happens in football because you need that. So I ain't hating. I'm just saying we felt like we was gonna beat y'all ass at home, at somebody else's house, at your grandma's house, whoever house we play all at.
New Orleans, motherfucker.
So we had to show and prove that we was gonna whoop y'all ass, and this is what I think. I'm gonna tell y'all like I told all the fans in y'all division. Hey, y'all division got some sorry ass niggas in it. Therefore, y'all ain't battle tested like our division. Our division, even our sorry niggas, is better than y'all. They give you a good game. They got some niggas on it. They got Aaron Donald and them niggas, Cooper Kupp, and fucking DK. DK and all them niggas. So, we got niggas that we be battle tested. When we play each other, we playing. It's hard. Y'all be having buys with the Giants and the fucking Washington and the Commodores. So, that's the difference. Y'all ain't be battle tested like we do. Therefore, we need Dallas to win. All my homeboys was mad. I was telling the Dallas fans, hey, y'all beat them niggas. They was like, ah, you rolling with the enemy? Yes, bitch.
I'm trying to, y'all, see,
the problem with fans, and this is not just, this is 49er fans too.
Right.
Fan dumb. Y'all be dumb. Y'all be dumb for your team. It's like you dumb for a fine ass girl. That's how you niggas be acting. Like, you just got a girl, she mesmerizes.
You ain't got no game.
She doing all kind of wild shit, and you just letting her roll, do that shit. Stop doing that shit with your teams. I understand you niggas be emotional, but you got to sometimes put your emotions to the side and look at things in a logical way.
You ain't out there playing,
in a strategic
bro.
Way, exactly. Quit being emotional and look at your team honestly. Look at everything. Like, look, I told y'all in week 3, 4, we was winning. Yo, our defense ain't looking the same. We ain't getting no pass rush. Yep. We sacked the Giants quarterback one time. Bosa ain't doing shit. We paid him a lot of money. It was a lot of shit I saw because I get this from Shannon Sharp. He said, never accept in a win what you won't accept in a loss. So if your team, even if your team win, if these niggas ain't play good, you be like, hey, you got to get better at this shit. Even though we won, we ain't get no pass rush.
Philly been doing that shit game after game. And they said, okay, so now it caught up with us. Nah, y'all been getting by a whole lot.
Y'all been getting by with
and Jabush. It shows. Because what I really want to say is this. Dallas got took all the way out. Y'all played a good fucking game. We had turnovers. Y'all didn't have turnovers like that. And they still laid 42 on your ass. We had 3 interceptions and a fumble.
Right.
4 turnovers. Y'all didn't have none. And y'all got y'all. It still put 42 on your ass.
Hey, and we ran all over y'all, niggas.
Ran all over y'all.
That's what the key was. We ran on y'all and we threw on y'all.
So you can downplay this shit all you want about it was just it's just one loss.
Yeah, they was
motherfuckers
talking.
Was a blowout loss, like you it said was, about us.
Right. It was more than just a loss. It was we beat y'all ass.
Week 13 blowout.
Y'all wasn't even close to being in the.
So you can play that shit down all you want. We still number one. You number one for a week, motherfuckers. We
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, that's what they say. We still number one. We lost and still number one. I said, all right, keep talking.
Keep talking.
Y'all girls finna beat y'all ass at home because they undefeated at home.
Please come down.
And
to
they
Dallas.
Almost beat y'all at y'all home. Now, y'all want, and then.
And San Fran just showed us what y'all weakness is.
Exactly. They just follow our blueprint. And y'all got the defense to put the pass rush on
them
too. And y'all DB's good.
Bam!
It might be better than ours.
I see my boy getting another pick 6.
Hey, so, Philly. I'm gonna be watching that Dallas game probably at the new Durango Sportsbook. Man, you seen that shit? That shit look beautiful.
That shit over?
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the video. All right. That shit is beautiful. But yeah, we gonna be rooting for the motherfucking Cowgirls to whoop y'all ass. Then we gotta beat Seattle. We still gotta take care of business. We can't just be like, oh, we got it. We gotta beat Seattle.
Don't
still.
Let them of us slide up on y'all.
I know. The good thing about it is we playing them at our home.
Walker back
not
too.
At their home. Yeah. We got to beat Seattle. We got to still win out. We got Seattle, the Cardinals, and we got the Ravens, and then we got the Rams.
We got the Ravens. Oh, let me look at this shit real quick.
And then
talk about these stats on this goddamn game.
Oh, yeah.
The Brock stats. Purdy, 19 with 27, 314, four touchdowns.
That nigga threw four on y'all.
McCaffrey, 17 with 93, rushing touchdown.
He ran 93, 17 on y'all.
Yeah, Debo, 3 for 22 and a touchdown.
Debo on y'all ass.
Debo, 4 for 4, 116 and two touchdown receptions.
Hey, that's the motherfucking...
George Kittle, 4 for 68. Ayuk, 5 for 46 and a touchdown. Jenny, 3 for 44 and a touchdown. They beat y'all ass, bro.
Everybody scored. Touchdown for everybody.
Everybody got a touchdown.
Brock Purdy was like Oprah on you niggas. Touchdown
everybody
for you, nigga. Touchdown for that nigga.
Everybody
gets
a touchdown.
Touchdown for Debo.
Jalen Hurts. 22-45, them up and throw the ball 45 times in a lifetime.
Yeah, that's how you knew they was getting their ass whooped.
One touchdown. No interceptions.
That's how he knew they was getting their ass whooped.
No fumble. He fumbled, but they recovered for it. He fumbled one time, so you ain't have no turnover. They still put 42 on your ass. We had four turnovers. They made them turn the points.
And y'all threw the ball 45 times. How many times did they rush? Because that's the key right there. They usually was a good rushing team last year.
Jalen Hurts was the leading rusher.
But you tell something wrong.
And, of course, he scored on a fucking tush push.
Oh, yeah.
So, 7-13. Swift, he ain't have 6 rushing 13 yards.
Yeah, that's
in the mouth.
That's what we
do. 13, 14, 19 times. 18 times.
They rushed the ball. And the quarterback had how many of them?
7. He had the most.
He had the most. So, yeah, that's what we do. And his rushes wasn't planned rushes. Those was, I'm about to throw. It's pass protection.
It's
and then I'm, yeah, exactly.
Except that's the tit switch.
Except the tit switch, yeah. Actually, because that works. That I hate that shit. Y'all only did it once on us. I think that
goal line, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why we liked it to keep it. Keep it. Yeah, you need to keep these niggas out.
Now, they had to turn those two because they got 2 field goals.
Yeah, 2 red zones.
If it was 14-6,
might have been a different game.
Might have been a different game.
Even though I don't think so because y'all be sleeping on my nigga Brock. Let me tell y'all the difference because this is what I be hearing y'all tell me. I'm not a fan dumb. I'm not delusional. I'm never going to say Brock Purdy is Joe Montana because the fuck? This is second year. This is first year starting.
He ain't even Garcia.
He ain't even nothing. He Brock Purdy, but what he does well... which makes us better than Jimmy G, is he processes fast and he throws with anticipation. That means he see when the nigga open and then he throw the ball to the spot where the nigga's supposed to be. Jimmy G would hold the ball. If Jimmy G wouldn't process as fast, he got to be wide open for him to think I'm open, right. And then he going to hold the ball and then he going to get sacked. That's the difference. Y'all judging the records. I'm telling you, fuck the record. Go watch Brock Purdy as a quarterback. Watch how he processes. When I say process, that means read the defense. Boom, he ain't open, he open, he open, boom, throw. That's the difference of what makes a great quarterback. A lot of quarterbacks that are older and considered better quarterbacks than Jimmy G, which they are, don't process as, I mean, not Jimmy G, Brock Purdy, which they are, don't process and throw in anticipation is like he does. And that's his superpower, processing fast and throwing anticipation. That's why sometimes it might be a pick because the receiver might go the wrong way or the DB in the right spot because he's throwing it to the spot. But that's what Peyton Manning used to do. Peyton Manning was great at that. That's why people say he's the greatest. He processed fast and then he anticipated and threw it to the spot.
Right.
That's what he used to do. That's what Joe Montana used to do and Steve Young. So great quarterbacks process fast. That's the key.
I'm going to go back to Philly. I've been telling y'all Darius Slade, he been getting lucky. Because let's go back to the Bills game. Josh threw that ball the wrong way.
Yep.
And he had old boy beat. He threw the ball the wrong way. Slay been getting beat a lot. It just ain't been working.
Yeah.
It worked last week.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Josh Allen threw the ball to
wrong side.
Yeah, it was a miscommunication somewhere. So the difference is, so, like, y'all got to give the props to Brock for what he's done. So what he's done is, try to turn over the ball a low amount, process, throw the ball to the right spot, and learn what everybody's supposed to be doing. He got a good rapport with his wide receivers and running backs.
Now look at the difference real quick. In the game, 49ers had 24 first down, Eagles had 23. Both of them had 8 third down efficiency. Mm-hmm. Both of them got one fourth down. Mm-hmm. 49 got more total yards. Mm-hmm. 456 to 333. They had 46 rushing on the Eagles, 146, 100 yards more in San Francisco. Right. You ran 69 plays, 12 more plays than San Francisco did.
And got 100 more yards less, 100 yards less. That's the right way you said it.
Right.
So so what, like you said, Dallas, see, they shouldn't have let Zeke go. That's what I think. Or they should have replaced him with somebody else.
A bigger back.
A big back, because that helps.
And you had to ball longer. Probably.
Exactly. So Dallas, run the ball on them motherfuckers. Don't give up. Just because the first quarter, we had negative 3 yards. But look at the yards.
It was negative 2 yards.
Negative 2 or negative 3 yards was, the whole first quarter.
6-0.
And 6-0. But they was in the, we stopped them from scoring touchdowns 2 times in the red zone.
Right.
That was that defense.
And then it was 7-6.
Then
7-6. Then
14-6.
Then
21-6. We just went off on them.
I can't stand y'all talking all that shit y'all talking about. Now, the raincoat done got wet on the inside.
Hell yeah. And you know what happened when the raincoat get wet on the inside. You get wet. Like your girl do when we walk through the building. You
tell your friends about us.
Oh, shit.
Matter of fact, we're getting closer to this thing. Let's get to these picks.
Oh, yeah,
let's get to
for
these
sure.
Picks. We are all these damn. We can talk about none of this shit.
That was that fucking that college champion, college playoff talk.
Yo, people, bro, get out y'all feelings, fandom, bro. Get out y'all feelings. Let's talk about these Eagles Cowboys first. 5:20 Sunday. That's a prime time game.
Prime time.
Dallas Stadium, AT&T. Dallas 3.5, and they got us favored. So,
they got y'all favored at the home. Y'all undefeated this year.
Yep.
Or going back to last year too, I think.
Yep.
Like, I don't know how long.
14.
Yeah. So, yeah, that means they ready for y'all. Hey, y'all better get it. I need the Cowgirls to beat the shit out of the Eagles. That way we could. Now then, the destiny is in our hands. It's up to us to keep the motherfucking
y'all gotta roll.
Division.
We got y'all got to keep rolling.
Yeah, we got to keep rolling.
Don't let Seattle sneak up on y'all ass.
Or if y'all beat them and then we lose, now it's.
We know
y'all
one.
Number one. Yep. So that's why we got to keep rolling. So we need y'all to win. Even though if y'all lose, it still don't help us because Philly going to be number one.
Philly going to be number one.
So we need y'all to win. And then we got to do our job.
So
49ers, do your fucking job. Don't get fucking complacent.
Cowboy 3.5.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Falcons leading 6-6. They lead in division. Falcons, yep. Bucks. Falcons 1.5. Say Falcons.
I'm going with the Bucks.
All right, Lions and Bears. Oh my, 3.5 Lions in Chicago.
Lions should win this shit.
They should win,
but they have to be acting like Lions sometimes. I'm going with the Lions though. I'm gonna go with y'all. Don't let Justin Fields tear y'all ass up.
I like Justin Fields. I'm gonna say Lions, but I'm gonna be shocked if they pull this bitch off.
I ain't gonna be shocked if the Bears win.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna go Lions.
I'm gonna go Bears. Colts, Bengals in Cincinnati. The Colts.
I like the Colts too, but Browning looked good against the motherfucking
he did.
Jaguars.
But now he got tape.
So I'm going to go.
I like the Colts.
I'm going to go with the Colts because I fuck with Zaire. Shout out to Zaire Franklin.
Jags, yeah. Browns. Trevor Lawrence might play.
For real?
Browns -3. Yeah, they say he's not out yet.
Shit, I'm going.
He questionable.
If Trevor play, I'm going with the Jags. If not, Browns.
Yeah. Flacco?
Flacco is the backup for the...
He the starter.
For the Browns?
Yes. He played last week.
Yeah, I'm going Flacco for the... If Trevor don't play. If Trevor played, then I'm going... So I'm just going to say Jags unless Trevor don't play, then I'll switch it to the Browns.
And the Browns, if you can hold them a little bit.
They got to get... It's possible.
Yeah, over 31.
I need Calvin really to ball out, nigga. I'm trying to make it to the playoffs in fantasy.
Saints-Panthers. Saints 5.5.
Saints.
And the Panthers tanking.
Yeah, the Panthers tanking for Caleb or Salib, whatever the nigga name is.
Caleb.
Oh, Caleb. With a C?
Yes,
well, that's weird, though. It should be a K, right? I don't know, I guess.
People name their kids what they want to. Jets, Texans. Texans 3.5. Zach Wilson is back as a starter.
Well, then take the fucking Texans. What the fuck? Texans, CJ Stroud. I need.
I'm gonna say the Jets. I don't know why, but I'm just gonna pick the Jets.
Hey, I need my nigga got hurt. Dell.
Ravens, Rams in Baltimore. 7.5. Ravens.
Ravens. They beat NFC teams all the time.
Vikings, Raiders. Vikings minus 3.
I'm going with the Raiders, fool, hometown.
Raiders, if y'all fuck this up.
Raiders, y'all got to win out to get to the playoffs. My homeboy keeps saying y'all going to get to it. So it starts right now. If y'all lose.
I'm going to take y'all.
I'm taking y'all. If y'all lose,
I'm going to light y'all ass up.
I can't even wear my Raiders jacket. I got the hardest Raiders jacket. Can't wear the motherfucker because y'all niggas ain't worthy. Can't wear none worthy niggas on you.
Seahawks, Niners, 10.5.
Damn, that's a lot of points.
Freaking Gino, boy.
I don't like all the points, y'all. Take the fucking Niners, but take the Seahawks with the points if you betting.
If you betting, take that Seahawks.
Take the Niners, tease them. Tease that shit if you.
Right.
Make that Seahawks, shit 17. Make that shit 17, man. Right. Because that's disrespectful. It's Bills? Disrespectful to have that double-digit points on a division opponent.
And on week 13, motherfucker.
And a division 14? Opponent, right.
So, Chiefs, but, Bills. 1.5 Chiefs.
Shit.
I'm taking the Bills.
Who were they playing at?
It's Kansas City. I'm taking the Bills.
I'm taking the Chiefs because they mad they lost to the fucking
Bills
Packers.
Try to.
This should be a shoot. I want to see a shootout.
If they can beat the Chiefs, then, I think they can get back in.
I agree. So the Chiefs better win it.
The Chiefs better win.
And I had to bench Patrick Mahomes for Purdy, man. Purdy been playing better.
Bro, I got Patrick Mahomes. I'm like 4-9. Some shit like
that. I got him on the other league. He ain't been playing better than
Motherfucker
Purdy.
Motherfucker give me 16 points. Who you is? Motherfucker Tannehill?
Pat, you supposed to be. Hey, shit's fucked up. I understand. Fuck it. I'm going with the motherfucking Chiefs, though. Because they lost
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Taylor. Dumper on ass, Travis.
Oh, yeah. Man, Dumper and get you a black girl with a fat ass. It's always better when you got a fat ass around. Everything looked better with a fat ass next to it. Hey.
People like, well, she got a whole lot of money. Now, man, you're a great woman.
Man, we don't care about her money.
Motherfucker.
We care about her ass being fat and how she treat us. The fuck? That nigga's crazy.
Broncos, Chargers. Chargers minus 3. Russell Wilson.
Broncos. The Chargers is trash. They tanking too for Caleb.
Right.
They about to send
Titans, Justin. Dolphins. Damn, 13 points.
See, they be disrespectful.
I think they gonna cover that shit.
Nah, I don't. They gonna run that shit with, man, listen. And they gonna throw the
Henry I'm, got a concussion, bro.
Who do?
Henry.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, then fucking Dolphins.
Henry might, under protocol. He might come, but I mean, you just come out of concussion protocol. Yeah,
I'm thinking Dolphins then.
But and I wasn't. Monday night. Or both, that's on Monday. It's two Mondays.
What's the other Monday?
The other Monday is Packers Giants.
Packers, the fuck? The Giants is trash. What their record is? 1-something?
4-8.
Oh, damn, they won
more. DeVito looked kind of good this time.
Yeah, he did. He did look better than
the
old boy.
But the Packers look good against fucking Kansas City.
Jordan Love, shout out to you, light-skinned nigga. We thought you was going to be a fragile nigga like most of the light-skinned niggas. But you might be a real light-skinned nigga like Steph Curry.
Like Shug, motherfucker.
It's hard to find a real light-skinned nigga. That's crazy.
And that's it for the week.
All right, y'all. Y'all fucking thank y'all for showing up.
Give us our
showing trouble. Out. Damn, I don't even know what to play on you niggas because I ain't know. I ain't know what happened when the 49ers won. I just thought, damn, we the best.
Man, all y'all take, they got old women dancing and shit. did you cut us off?
They had old women dancing. You cut us off when I can't even find a song?
Oh, okay.
Oh, she didn't?
Turn it up.
I gotta find a classic on y'all.
Turn it up.
Fuck it. This is the first classic I've seen.
Snoop?
Yeah. It's Snoop. Shout out to the West Coast niggas. That's my heart to go. You gotta turn it up.
I did.
For real?
Oh, there we go.
Hey, shout out to the West Coast niggas. This is classic. I remember it's 93. Wait, who the fuck? Stop calling me during the show.
Boy.
93. I was in high school.
I had just got here to Vegas.
I was in high school.
I was a new man in the Air Force.
I had a girl named Tracy. She was fine in the motherfucker. Shout out to you, Tracy.
Have a good motherfucking weekend.
She used to play Escape. Understanding. I was like, girl, we ain't trying to understand y'all.
Championship game day.
NBA Cup. We trying to get under y'all. We ain't trying to understand y'all. We trying to get under y'all. Sit your ass down. Don't play no more Escape. Put this Snoop on.
Have a great motherfucking weekend. We out.
Peace. Only thing we need more of is more love. Not understanding. Nah. I'm joking. We need more understanding too, y'all.